In the happy hours of play and the pleasures of the day, we will listen, stop, and look before we run. Safety always is our creed for a happy life to lead and a joyful time of better fun. March, march, march to law and order. Check the reckless on their way. For a guarding young and old, saving life and limb unfold, we shall make a better record day by day. Meeting will come to order, boys and girls, and all together on the pledge. I pledge myself. To safety first.
To safety first.
On the street.
On the street.
Or wherever.
I may be.
At all times. That's fine. That was little Beth McNichol, boys and girls. She's going to take a seat over on the other side of the studio. And Kenny Bryan comes up to the microphone. That famous little 6-year-old cowboy with his own Hawaiian guitar. He'll play for himself as he sings a fine cowboy song. And, Kenny? Let me see. We've had some requests here. One from Verna and Douglas Rushton, at Fellerton and Beulah Denny at Glace Bay, and Mary Bootley at Port Morion, and Bramwell Hayward at North Sydney, and Teddy Duquid at Sydney. And, Kenny, how are you feeling tonight?
Fine, Mel.
All right. Will you sing this song for all the boys and girls, and also these who have written in specially to hear you? What are you going to sing first?
The Blue Velvet Dance, Mel.
The Blue Velvet Dance. All right. Think that every boy and girl that listens into our club meetings, whether they're members or not, will want the official badge of our club. There's the picture of Spanky McFarland on the badge, and the words that go around the badge are this: safety first, stop, drive carefully. That's a reminder to the grown-ups, too, when you boys and girls are driving in automobiles this year. If you are wearing the safety badge, it'll remind them to practice safety first. Now, you boys and girls may all have one of these badges. There's one for every single boy and girl. No matter how young or how old, it doesn't make one bit of difference. Every boy and girl who wants to help make our province safer for everyone on the highways or in cars, send in at once for your badge. Simply enclose a label from a jar of Schwartz peanut butter, something the whole family will enjoy. Tell mother to buy the big family size for extra economy. Remember to keep Schwartz peanut butter in the house at all times. Then soak the label from the jar or scratch it off. Send the whole label or the pieces, and I'll send you this fine badge. Be sure to put a postage stamp in, boys and girls, to cover the cost of mailing. And now Kenny's going to do a fine little request number. I'll be coming round the mountain. I think that's right. Is that right, Kenny?
No, she'll be coming round the mountain.
Oh, she'll be coming round the mountain. All right, Kenny, away she goes.
We will love the road to comes. She will kill Leo Edmondson when she comes. She will kill Leo Edmondson when she comes. Yes, sir. She will kill Leo Edmondson. She will kill Leo Edmondson. She will kill Leo Edmondson when she comes.
Well, thank you very, very much, Kenny Bryant. Well, Kenny's a great little singer, you know, and I said to his mother, how's he learn all these songs? And Mrs. Bryant says, well, you know, Uncle Mel, I sing them around the house while I'm at my work. And then he gets used to the tune, and then the first thing you know, he has the tune, and then I have to sit down and teach him the words. That's pretty clever, and that shows that Kenny's mother can play the guitar and sing too, don't you forget it. Kenny is 6 years old and very glad to have him with us again tonight. You know, boys and girls, every so often we should check up on ourselves and see just exactly what we're doing to help others, and something that, well, check up and see if we're just as thoughtful as we should be of other boys and girls. Now, for instance, have you advised any friends of yours to look up and down before crossing the road? That's important, and if you all warn a friend, you might save an accident. You bet. So let's all do our part now, won't we? Now, here comes Beth McNichol. Beth is going to sing a lovely little song, Someday My Prince Will Come. Is that right, Beth?
Yes, Uncle Mel.
That's right. How old are you, Beth?
8 years old.
8 years old. That's fine. And a fine little prince. Someday My Prince Will Come. Beth McNichol. That Shirley and Thelma McNeil has written in for Beth to sing a song especially for them. Well, now, I think Beth will be back with us again on Thursday evening, so we'll try to have her sing on the Thursday evening club program. And also, you know, it's very difficult for us to handle these requests, but we want to do as many as we can. Now, Peggy McDonald of Bailey's Book, you wanted someone to sing the Blue Velvet Band, so I hope that Kenny's song tonight of the Blue Velvet Band was appreciated by you and all the other boys and girls who listen in. And now I'm going to put my imaginary mystic glasses on right away and look around and see some of you boys and girls. Yes, I think we have about 5 minutes to go. So if any of you folks find it a little tiresome while I'm looking around with my glasses, remember that you aren't the boys and girls who are waiting for me to see them. So we'll excuse everyone else from the meeting but the boys and girls who are waiting to hear their names. And remember this, that I won't get around to all of them tonight, so don't be disappointed, but remember that I'm just doing the best I can to catch up. So first I see Eileen and George Holden and Gilbert Mirant at Port Caledonia. Yes, and you've been waiting for me to see you a long time, haven't you? Well, you see, patience is one thing we have to learn. And from the time you write in until you hear your name, boys and girls, it might be 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or perhaps even 4 weeks, because there's so many of you after all. There's Helen Nickerson at Yarmouth Bar, and I'm glad to see you tonight, Helen, with my imaginary glasses, and Lillian Langley at Point Tupper, and Arthur McMillan at Glace Bay. And there, too, at Dominion No. 6 is Ruth McLeod and at Whitney Pier, Annie Jones. Yes, and Alfreda Slade at Sydney. And there's Lillian Stewart and Lillian Krolik at New Waterford. May Johnson at Lewisburg. And there's Grace Bay again. I see Mary Lou McDonald and Mary Louise McDonald. And also Ollie Howie at Port Caledonian. Heather O'Brien at South Bar. Dictated the little letter to Mummy and sent lots of love. Well, I'll pass it on to all our members from Heather O'Brien at South Bar. There's old Billy Cahoon and Nancy Cahoon. That's right, Nancy. You just gave your buddy good advice on that. You bet. We want everyone to have everything that we have for them in our club. And it doesn't take much trouble. Indeed, it doesn't. And after all, Mr. Go to a little trouble sometimes don't appreciate things. Well, now let me see. I'm going to look around the other way now. I'm going to look over. Oh, my. Who's that that's been sitting in bed so long? Well, Thomas Cullen at Port Elgin. I'm sorry to know you've been sick in bed, but the best of luck to you, Thomas. And I hope you're going to feel better right soon. Oh, there's Ronnie and Marjorie and Dorothy Hyde at Sydney Mines and who else? Oh, and Pierce Kenny at Germantown. Oh, I'm so glad to know that Ronnie Hyde's feeling so much better. That's good news for me, and I'm sure good news for you, too. And there's George Prescott at Baybert. Yes, that's fine. George, you think that some of our songs are a little hard to understand, do you? Well, I'm sorry about that. But you know, we must have songs for all ages. Yes, that's right, and I hope you enjoyed the songs tonight. There's Raymond Nickerson at Yarmouth. Yes, and Lois O'Brien at Charlottetown. That's a fine letter, and thank you very much. And, is that your brother Richard there, too, Lois? Well, I'm Hudson and Brian Willoughby. Well, isn't that great? Well, I'm awfully glad to see you. And Dorothy Campbell at Maine of Jew. Yes, you mustn't be worried now after a week not hearing your name, Dorothy, because you're hearing it right now. Yeah? Oh, yes, and you're not too far away. I'd love to hear from you no matter where you live. And there's Bridget Campbell at Sydney Mines. And all her family, she says, loves Schwartz peanut butter. And Junior McIsaac and his aunt, Aunt Mary McIsaac. Yeah, very glad to hear from you all. 9 years old, mind you, Mary. That's pretty young to be an aunt. Junior's only 2 years old and weighs 34 pounds and loves Schwartz peanut butter. So that's the good news for us all. And there's Earl Jones at Grace Bay. And, oh, a brother of Lila Jones and a very good number, too. And there's William and Henry McLeod of Bridgeport. Yeah, well, look at here, William Henry. I understand that you're a little careless about running out on the road sometimes when cars are going by. Now, William Henry McLeod, I want a better report from you, like a good boy. You tell Mother to write in and tell me that you're not going to do that again. Will you do that? Yeah. Oh, and there's June McDonald at New Waterford. Oh, what a lovely letter. You see, June, you're just 5 years old, aren't you? A little girl with fair, golden hair, blue eyes, and a sunny disposition, and stay in your own backyard and play, don't you? Well, that's good. There's nothing like practicing safety first. And there, too, is Shirley Cameron and Joe Cameron and Sonny Boy Cameron at Glenmere. And thank you, Brother Jack, for writing in for them. I think that's a grand thing to do. And also Robert Francis at Fortune Bridge. They say we all eat Schwartz peanut butter at our house. And Phyllis Tinney at Caribou Mines. Never without Schwartz peanut butter in the house. So that's something for you all to remember. Send for your badge at once and remember, too, our pledge for safety first. Good night.